I'm Christine Dean, and this is Live from Studio A, and we are very happy to welcome back to our studios Abby Wolf, along with Eric Mason, and a full band that are part of a project. I kind of stumble over what to call it, Abby, a project called Champagne Confetti that they will be performing on Friday at Sacred Heart Music Center in Duluth at 7 o'clock. Welcome.
Thank you.
So is project the correct... Or is it a piece? Is it what do you call it?
I use project, and also ensemble is pretty fitting.
And that's a good word too.
Yeah. So on Friday we'll have all 11 of us in this ensemble.
Oh my
at the
goodness!
Sacred Heart Show. Yeah. So right now there's 5 of us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've got a quorum.
Holy cow! Yeah. Well, and this is quite a difference. Last time you were here a couple of years ago, it was just you with your, you know, all of your equipment, and so this is kind of fun to have you in this expanded project. And you've been busy since the last couple of years. I was just looking, and just this year, you've been to Europe, you've been to China, you've been to Ely. So,
right, it's quite a triangle there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about some of that, but we're gonna mostly talk about this performance that you have coming up. And you're doing a residency here in Duluth. You're here all week.
Right. It's Monday, right?
It's Monday, yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're here for the whole week. We're doing some pop-up shows, some school visits, some after-school youth mentoring, and kind of culminates in this show on Friday with the full ensemble.
And I would assume the best way for people to keep in touch with what you're doing is maybe follow you on Facebook or are you on
Their social stuff. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I have Twitter, I have Instagram,
okay,
et cetera. Facebook is good.
All right. And Abby Wolf is A-B-Y. In case you're searching. A-B-Y and then Wolf.
Wolf, the animal.
Yep. Well, let's have you get started with a tune, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit more about this project.
Awesome. This song is called Spinning Rainbow.
That is Abby Wolf and the Champagne Confetti Ensemble live from Studio A. And a tune from that project that they'll be performing on Friday at Sacred Heart Music Center in Duluth. So let's talk about how Champagne Confetti... Now, you do a lot of collaboration with various people. It seems to be something that you really enjoy doing. Mm-hmm. So tell me about how this particular collaboration came about.
Yeah, this... This collaboration came about with Grant Cutler, who I've made a couple of records with. A few years ago, we started to think about ways that we could expand our sound from what we were doing, which is what I did last time I was also here in the studio, kind of like hit the space bar on the laptop and sing along and like play drums along with that kind of electropop feel. So we knew we wanted to come up with some music that felt, all music is art, of course, but we wanted to make some music that felt a little bit more like artwork. And also we wanted to involve live players. So Grant and I made a couple of the tunes that are part of Champagne Confetti. And then just this last year, Eric Mason, who's here in the studio with us, he and I played a residency at Ice House where we did this marathon writing session and came up with a bunch of really fun, challenging tunes for that project. So some of that material got folded into this also. So we have this really cool kind of a neat mixtape of material that's our set. And then also just mentioning instrumentation. So what we've got in the studio today is Eric Mason on keys, Jonathan Kaiser on cello, Joey Van Phillips on drum set, and Cameron Kinghorn on vocals and also trumpet, which you'll hear in a little bit. So the rest of the ensemble actually expands to include a marimba, a vibraphone also played by Joey, and then we have a couple more string players, upright bass, we've got viola and violin. Am I forgetting everything? Anything? And more singers too. Yeah, so there's 11 of us. So this is really just a stripped down version of what we're going to be doing for the full ensemble show on Friday.
Wow, I can imagine those sounds in this mix, and that sounds fantastic. Like, oh my goodness, now I'm kind of excited to hear that. Well, that's wonderful. And so you did a residency with this, I believe, in Ely for a week. Is that right? Was it the same project?
Yeah. Our time in Ely, we did a lot of rehearsing and basically like developing this project. And then we did a couple of pop-up events along the way too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So how do you go about developing this? Like first of all, you said you brought some stuff in that you already had, but then when you and Eric started doing stuff, how do you,
sorry, what? There's a lot of...
Okay. There's a... Something's happening. I'm not sure what it is. When you two first got together, how did you start working with each other? How do you bounce ideas? I want to know about the creative process and how that works. Eric, you want to talk about that?
Yeah, sure. So the first few times we worked together, it was all in an improvisational setting. Uh-huh. And we would get together in a room, we'd play for hours really loudly, and then we'd try to do that on stage. And it would be sort of these like loose themes that we like to play with that we'd kind of bounce off of each other. And we did that for a while. And then when we got this residency, we decided to commit to working on a body of work that was related to a certain topic, and the topic we chose was the triune brain theory.
So we wrote
a week's worth of music about your lizard brain, a week's worth of music about your limbic system, and then your neocortex. And then the last week we tried to put it all together. So a lot of the tunes that we ended up arranging for this ensemble come out of like thinking about different regions of your brain and how they contribute different aspects of your life to itself.
Wow. Okay, can you tell me a little bit about each of those regions and in a nutshell?
Yeah, so...
and what they contribute.
And you can kind of imagine what this might mean in musical form, but mm-hmm. your lizard brain is kind of your base instincts. It was the first part of the brain to evolve, so that's very, you know, survival, eating, reproducing. Your limbic system is a lot about emotional memory, so like developing emotions around things that are good for you. So like how you feel about eating, when you feel good eating, or when you feel good about falling in love with someone or making friends with people or navigating like complex social hierarchies. And then the neocortex is all about advanced cognition, so planning for the future, metaphor, sort of the abstract and imagination.
Mm-hmm.
And then we try to kind of represent all of those things in music form, but also in how we curated the bills for each night and kind of what the atmosphere in the room was like. And I think a lot of the songs that came out of those weeks still resonate with me, at least in those areas of my brain, and I like to think about that while we play them.
That's really interesting. Okay, that last one that you did, how does that fit in?
That one, I think, was a culmination of all three. So so the last week we tried to play something that I think operated on all three levels, and that I think that was one of those tunes. Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's pretty cool.
But I think this next one is from Limbic System.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
The emotions Based upon how you feel about things.
Right.
Okay. So keep that in mind. And when they're playing, when they're playing this next one. Well, that's kind of interesting, because sometimes you don't always go into creating a project with a theme in mind. You just kind of do what comes out. So what's different about doing that, Abby, like kind of working as opposed to just kind of doing whatever creative thing is? Do you know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yeah. To me, having a theme to work from really helps structurally, like have a target to shoot at. I see this vision of like a tomato cage is really necessary for the tomato plant because it needs something to grab on and climb up. So having some parameters to kind of work within is really helpful writing wise, at least for me.
Especially because the two of us, I think, can just kind of spit out music like all day. So having a structure to kind of like aim for, I think, was also helpful to organize the...
Do you mean independently or when you get together?
When we get together, it's like, oh, we can fill a residency. We just have all these songs, and then we'll just play all the songs. But it's nice to have like a way to organize that residency into like an arc almost. Like it has a narrative. You know, we're building on something.
So improvisation is part of this project, the development of this project. And is that something that continues on stage? Because, you know, you've kind of worked through it. You kind of have the songs. Is there still an improvisational element to what you're doing?
I think we're hoping to get to a place where we can sort of take moments in each tune to let people play the parts a little bit more. Right now, of course, because we're working with a lot of like classically trained musicians and strings and etc., everything is really scored out. So there's not a ton of space to really feel around within the song, but I don't know, we might get there at some point.
But that when the two of you were first kind of collaborating, that's kind of what it came out of, was some improvisation, it sounds
like. Yeah, a lot of studio time.
Nice. Well, let's hear another tune. What do you want to do next? The Limbic. You were going to do the Limbic System song.
this Limbic-like song is called Swing Kick.
With you, didn't have a clue, didn't get to go. We were in my room, shut the door, started to swoon, and we were so young, we were so young, we were so young. We did things we'd never done. Loaded the river to set fire. Fell in love with rodents and the sun had fun. I remember what it looked like and how it felt. I remember what it looked like and how it felt. Philadelphia, mama drinking rum, bucket drums, walking in the park, back to your apartment. I was so young, what a rush, things I'd never done. You were making salsa, margaritas, you were very sweet. I was cold, words were said, walked out the door. What for? I don't remember anymore. What for? I don't remember anymore. Forgive all those false starts and fake-ins. Have thoughts clipped before they can even settle behind my eyes. The faster we move through our days, the more we lose the deep gaze. Lights out, heads down, like when we are so young, when we are so young. Looking back at that yarn spun, wasn't it so much easier then? All we had to, all we had to do was swing,
swing
and kick,
kick
and swing,
swing
and kick,
and kick
underdog,
sailing on an eagle eye,
fly on.
Oh.
what it looked like and how it felt. I remember what you looked like and how you felt. I remember what it looked like and how it felt. I remember what you looked like and how you felt. Ooh, 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 ooh. I remember what it looked like and how it felt. I remember what you looked like and how you felt.
That is Abby Wolf and Eric Mason and the Champagne Confetti Ensemble live from Studio A here. And another song that they'll be performing at Sacred Heart Music Center on Friday. And you got a grant to do this project. I forgot to mention that, Abby.
Yeah, this has all been made possible by the Minnesota State Arts Board, mm-hmm. Arts on Tour grant. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and also thanks to a big shout out to Bobby Maher, who is our project manager.
Bobby!
And who's in the studio behind me right now. So what inspired you to do a grant for that? Like, did you have this in mind? Did you know what you had in mind when you were going to do the project, or did you don't just know you wanted to do something? And how did that work?
Initially, shooting for a grant was something that Grant Cutler and I talked with Bobby about, and we knew that the music really, like, to do those musical ideas justice, we should have a team of players instead of running a lot of things electronically off the laptop. So, we wanted to do justice to the songs, and then also to get 11 professional musicians in the same room at the same time to do anything, let alone develop a project and sink hours of rehearsal time to learning and understanding the music, A, and then B, the group, how to play as an ensemble. Like, everybody in the group has really different musical backgrounds, different work experience, different touring experience, different studying experience. So that's very exciting. But also just to be able to do this at all required a lot of funding. Yeah, so there's no other way that that we could think to do it aside from trying to get a grant.
Okay.
And luckily it worked out.
Great.
So yeah.
So you already kind of had in mind what you wanted to do, and then you approached them and said, "Hey, I would like a grant for this." And luckily we value our arts here in Minnesota, so
thank you, taxpayers, and et cetera.
Yeah. We value that kind of stuff. So is this at some point going to become a recorded project? Is that kind of the goal, or?
I'm gonna say yes, fingers crossed. Mm-hmm. Yeah. When we get to that point, hopefully.
Or is this, you know, has this been rewarding in and of itself just to be working through this process and be doing these performances? Does that feel kind of like, yeah, this performance is the project. This is it. Does that feel satisfying to you?
It does for me. I think probably I'll speak for all of us. I think it feels really satisfying. To get to continue to build something with such a large group of amazing players and amazing people. There's a lot of gratification in that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there's always the thought, like, man, to continue to be able to share this in a wider way would really be something.
And of course, it could be recorded live or video or all. There's so many different ways to capture things these days. So
yeah.
However you decide to proceed with it.
Yeah, wish us luck.
Well, I mentioned earlier that so this year you've been in Europe, you've been in China, and that was touring, right? And that wasn't for this project, but that was
right. That was with Dessa, mm-hmm. who I've worked with a lot for 10, 11, 12 years or mm-hmm. so. Yeah,
had you been to China before?
First time.
Wow, how was that experience?
Beautiful and unexpected ways. Yeah. And also people were so nice, not nice, good to us. People really took care of us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was beautiful.
Lovely. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. And when you're on tour like that, do you really get much of a chance to experience what's going on, the culture, anything around you? Or
Most tours that I've been on really involve a ton of hustle, engagements every day or night, a lot of travel. This particular China trip was really the opposite of that. We were only in four cities. We each had our own hotel rooms. We're talking about three of us, Dessa, myself, and another artist named Matthew Santos. And we really had time to explore each city. And that was, I've never been on a tour like that before. It was amazing.
Wow, it sounds like a great experience. When you do something like that, how do those experiences find their way into your work? I'm assuming they do somehow, but I could be wrong.
I find that travel in general really sparks my imagination and opens up this kind of like unlocks doors in my head about things that are possible, and that of course just kind of lights up the music in my head too. So traveling in general, and especially getting to go overseas or being in Europe and seeing all the old architecture and like eating different kinds of food I've never had before. I tried some turtle in China, and you know, yeah, all of those things just kind of light me up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Nice. Well, yeah, there's inspiration can come from so many different places, and travel is certainly a good one.
Absolutely.
Is there anything else that you want to say about the project, about champagne confetti that people should know?
Yeah. So again, just one more time quick. Our full ensemble show is happening at Sacred Heart Music Center on Friday at 7. And big thanks to them for also really helping us make this project happen up here in Duluth. And then, gosh, what else? Yeah. That's about it.
And how many songs are in the project so far?
We've got 9 songs. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's what we're working with. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And are you continuing to work on new material, or is that kind
of... Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah. We'll get to the point sometime. We're all smiling because Eric is nodding his head like, "Ugh, big time." Yeah. I think the like joy and success that we've had so far just getting this project together has been also really inspiring. And like, I'm super excited for the chance to make some more music and maybe have another go at it.
And how long has this been in the works?
Oh man, I don't know. Let's see. Our first activities that that were part of this grant project happened in July.
That's what I was looking. Like, I was looking on your Facebook, and I was like, "This seems really recent."
Right, but sort of like this circle and the project mm-hmm. Has taken a few years to kind of since its inception. It's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So yeah, it's been germinating and just kind Absolutely. Of got more full blown in the last year.
You got it.
Yep. All right. Well, what do you want to wrap up it with here? We have time for one more.
We're gonna play a song called Beach Hawk.
Fantasize. shies. Stethoscopic eyes look away, away.
You can't look away.
But why would you want to? I endeavor forever to
never, never look away. Never, never look away.
It's a noxious odor, and it's an ancient order.
And it resembles you, then you were simple, but you were not part of the plan.
It's gonna follow you for life. I
That is Abby Wolf along with Eric Mason and the Champagne Confetti Ensemble live from Studio A. And again, they are performing on Friday night. Well, they'll be in town, around town. You probably see them hanging out, doing stuff all week long. If you want to find out what they're up to, Abby Wolf is on social media. Again, ABY is how you spell Abby. And so I assume you can stay in touch with where they're at this week. All right.
Also, big thanks to Jonathan Kaiser and Joey Van Phillips and Cameron Kinghorn for joining us in the studio today. And thanks so much, Christine.
Yes, thank you. Thanks to everyone. You sounded fantastic. Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Chris Harwood, Andrew Ressler, and Emma Gilhausen, with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3. The Blue.